Robbie Williams. It's Morning Sun here on BBC Radio Kent. 11:21, this is Andy Garland. Good morning. I've been looking forward to this item all morning today. With a political marriage of convenience at Westminster still looking likely, it seems, on Thursday, Gordon Brown admitting this morning that he could well resign if Labour don't get an outright majority, as he was interviewed on television this morning. Will squabbling politicians be able to work with their enemies of the moment for the common good? Will an enforced marriage produce positive results or end in a bitter battle? The author of new release Relationships Made Easy, David Fraser, is in a studio in London for us today. He's been mulling over the pros and cons of a partnership parliament. He's not a political animal in the sense of being a journalist or an analyst, but he is very experienced in the area of relationships. David, very good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming on today and applying your knowledge to this slightly unusual area. First of all, are there any parallels between a marriage of convenience at Westminster and a typical relationship?
Well, I think there are really. There's a level at which it's all the same thing. It's all about dealing with people, and that's what I've written about. If we approach it at the right level, we can be skillful about it, and we can learn specific things to just make it easier and to be resourceful when we need to get along with people, whether that's at home, at work, or if we're politicians even.
Isn't it about skillful relationships and manipulating relationships? Some might say a little too slickly.
Well, possibly. I mean, I think we see them debate on television and things like that, and of course they set out their policies and argue about this and that. I think it's interesting you notice in some of these worm sort of monitors that we don't seem to like it terribly much when they attack each other, and which seems to suggest we're collectively looking for them to collaborate a bit more and come up with more imaginative solutions, really, to some of the challenges that we face.
It's very interesting, Dave. That's a really interesting point, because all the vox pops we've done on the street with people in the run-up to the election have suggested that very thing, that they hate that yaboo sucks to you style of politics. Our view of politicians, if we watch them on the television, if you see a clip of Prime Minister's Question Time, who argue, shout, squabble, always want the last word. It seems to me that something that's come out quite strongly out of this election campaign is that people do not engage with that in any way, and then just brand all politicians with the same mark, effectively saying, well, they don't understand me or my life, they don't relate to me in any way, and I don't relate to them either.
Yes, well, I think the electorate is much more intelligent than it's sometimes given credit for, really, and I think we're expecting a sort of higher level of discussion and debate about some of the very serious challenges that we face, either sort of in our individual lives or as a country or even globally.
What are the key strengths of a successful relationship, political or otherwise?
Well, dialogue and communication, I think, is a clear one. And actually, taking responsibility for the effect of what we say as well is a key one, something we can apply everywhere, really, at home, at work, or anywhere else. If somebody doesn't understand what we say, rather, our usual habit, frankly, is to blame them that, you know, they didn't understand, they didn't get it. But really, it's much smarter to say, all right, okay, they didn't understand, let me try again another way. And even to say that, say, look, oh, clearly I can't have been clear enough, let me try expressing this point another way. And it's a thing, if you do that, it sounds like a simple thing, but if you do abide by that sort of all day, every day, it makes a real difference in the long run.
This is all really, I guess, come from the main leaders' debates, David, on the television, and the confrontations that the three leaders have made in front of a studio audience and in front of us watching. There have been three of those, and since the first one and the performance of, I guess, Nick Clegg in particular, there's been a lot of talk of collaboration, of possibly being a hung parliament come Thursday. Do you think this is a genuine departure in terms of political relationships, or do you think it's something that could be just a blip on the radar?
Well, I think maybe there's the way to kind of look at that is a question. You know, just because our parliamentary system has broadly worked for us for the last couple of hundred years doesn't mean it's going to be the right one for the next couple of hundred years.
Confrontational, you mean?
Yeah, well, that's right, yes, or the first past the post and so on. And I think it merits at least a bit of a thought about, well, is there a better way to do things? You know, we don't expect a transport system from the 19th century, for example, to be adequate to our needs now. So why should a parliamentary system from some time past be adequate? So I certainly, you know, not making any particular political allegiance or anything like that, I think it's certainly worth thinking about how we might do things differently.
Now, they do say that relationships are not about give and take. They're about give and give and give and give and give and give and give. One thing that might worry people, if we have this new, perhaps, collaborative parliament, a hung parliament, is that there might be manoeuvrings, David, behind the scenes, and that so-and-so might agree to something if they will agree to something else, and they might agree to that if so-and-so will agree to something else, which is not so much genuine communication and collaboration as it is a series of bargaining chips, perhaps.
Well, I think that inevitably will go on, and in fact that is probably what will need to happen, certainly if we end up in that sort of minority government kind of territory. But I think the key thing there is the eventual package, if you want to use that word, that they come up with. Is it actually broadly acceptable to all of us who've cast our votes? And we seem to be saying collectively that actually that's what we want. I think we recognise, as we look at the challenges that we face, we need to find some kind of middle way, probably. And really we want a strong team to deliver that for us. Mm-hmm. And if that means people need to work together, then that's what we want, it seems.
On a personal level, do we take our relationships for granted too often?
Well, I think we do. I mean, one of the things I've written about is how if we pay a bit of attention to this, we can really make a big difference to our lives. And a little bit of effort on the skills that we use with our partner or with our work colleagues or customers or whoever, we can just really make a big difference. And we've not really taught or trained in this area terribly much. We spend more time learning to drive a car possibly than we do learning how to work our relationships. And in fact, the consequences can be just as damaging if we get it wrong.
All right, David, good to talk to you today. It's David Fraser, looking at the potential future for any collaborative or hung parliaments come Thursday. He's the author of the brand new book, Relationships Made Easy. David, thank you.